You gonna do it?
Three.
Always the lurching three.
3:34 on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. Tis be the Hardline live. This is the last show from Oxnard for the week. Wish TC would come out here and do his show live from here.
That's ridiculous.
But alas, he is not, which makes this the ultimate, right? Yeah. This is the ultimate show.
Well, yeah, I guess if you want to call it that, I don't know why.
It really is the ultimate show.
Because TC couldn't make it out here?
Mm-hmm. Mike is not here. He made it yesterday, but he is not here today. And he's dealing with his mama issues.
That makes...
Well, I don't know what to say.
It makes it sound like a therapy thing. He's just dealing with personal matters right now.
He didn't tell me what to say, and so I'm just going to leave it at that. I'll let him tell the story on Monday when he comes back. But in the meantime, as you can hear, the Moosers are here. And one or some or all of them will be here.
Yay.
For the majority of the show, which...
Yay.
This will be a lot of fun show.
I think it will be a lot of fun show.
We got a...
Awkwardly worded.
But it worked.
Not really.
It's going to be a lot of fun show. But, yeah, we don't have a lot of sports to talk. Practice is going to go on at 6 o'clock, so we'll take the wireless out around 5:50 or so. And, you know, in betwixt there, we'll do a little e-news. And there's a television show that I want to get into with everybody.
What is it?
It's called Pot Cops.
Pot Cops. So these are guys that smoke out and then patrol.
I wish. God, that'd be a great premise.
Great.
They're just giggling as a bank robbery's going on right in front of them. They don't even notice it.
they're
dying laughing.
Yeah, eating.
Because one of them showed them another one picture of a dog doing something funny.
Have you heard of this show, Jake, on Discovery, Pot Cops?
I have not. I will allow you to paint me with that broad brush if you'd like, but I haven't
heard. Uh-oh. I mean, you...
Uh-oh.
He just thinks you keep up with TV.
Yeah, you like TV and pot, so I figured,
comes on at 4:20.
I didn't see it in my pot digest.
It's all over High Times, dude. So, we'll talk about that at 4:50. I think we're going to move E-News to 5:10 because...
Stepnosky on that show?
What's he doing now?
He was the scatter shooting target this morning because I have not seen him or heard from him in over a decade.
Well, he
When's
was really
the last
into,
time you saw or heard from him?
He was really into
pot.
Normal.
Yeah. But that remember, that was like late 90s, early aughts he was promoting that?
Wasn't he the president?
Joining us tonight.
Can you guys,
of the United States now.
Do you guys understand
He's on that show.
The amount of marijuana that those 90s cowboys were smoking and
you
yet
know,
still winning?
Super Bowls.
Yeah.
You shocked us last night with a story of someone who smokes a great amount of marijuana.
Well, you were shocked.
I could not believe
yeah,
it.
That was amazing.
And, of course, we could never say it here on this popular show.
Don't bring up stuff that you can't share with the
people. Well, you know what, though? That's
the
thing. That's the thing about pot is that it's the least likely people sometimes.
Yeah.
And then you find out they smoke a lot of it, and you're like, how? How does this guy who's so great...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm able to just perform at a high level.
You would
at
fail.
Any given time.
You would fail. You know what you need to do one morning is you need to eat like a big old pot cookie at about 4 a.m.
I hate pot. Mark that. But yeah, I do. I know it sounds like a drop. But
I hate pot.
I wish I loved that stuff as much as you guys seem to.
I don't love it.
Oh, good Lord.
It is amazing. Sometimes when we pull an e-brake from the Hardline, it sounds like you guys have just...
Yeah, you just smoked out and you're
smoked
sitting
out
on
and
whatever
done
couch
the show.
You found on the side of the road and drug to your apartment.
Crazy Corby laugh, and then Ryan's and Danny and Jake are all laughing.
Don't you guys sometimes feel that way, though, when you're on the air and something...
You're loopy or something?
No, because we have Fernando, which is the wet blanket over the parade.
But something tickles you, and then you can't quit laughing.
Oh, yeah.
And then
that
you
happens.
Just, yeah, you can't stop. And, yeah, it's like you're sitting here baked with your buddies. But you should do that. You should eat a pot cookie at 4 a.m.
A pot cookie. That sounds like a great breakfast.
No. We'll make it healthy.
I have a Mountain Dew and a pot cookie.
With oats and nuts. We'll make it good for you. And then you
put
just
slice
but you got
bananas
it.
On it.
And everybody knows you ate it, and you just have to do your normal show.
Well, I have the other drug challenge.
It's harder than it looks.
the musers to do.
Boy, is it.
I want us all to take like a really industrial horse size strength Viagra.
And, I've heard y'all
at the beginning
this.
Of the show.
Horse
and then have
size.
The
dumbest idea he's ever had.
Yeah. Horse size strength Viagra.
Yeah, I know. It's oddly worded. I'll workshop the way it's worded. But I think it'd be great to play the do the Viagra Rodeo.
Well, how do you win?
The last one's still standing.
That doesn't.
Yeah.
It, he
just wants a big cattle
down.
Show for the whole program. Just sitting around and having a sword display.
Well, I mean, what if like at 6:30, Craig's like, well, I'm out. And then does he off
yeah,
the
he
show?
Goes down, if he goes down
I get to
at
go
6:30,
home?
Then he's. No. He has to stay.
Can you have it?
How are we going to do
that? Seems like
yeah.
I would be the loser.
Great. It's well thought out. It's great.
All right. The loser is who has it at the end. The
yeah.
last one to still be
yeah.
patriotic.
Yeah, but if it lasts more than 4 hours, you're supposed to like go to the hospital anyway,
no, if it
right?
lasts more than 4 hours, you have to do Norm's show.
Oh, my God.
Better put that on the
Gordo's still in studio with us, and
Gordo's
still
don't
doing
know
quite
why,
well.
Don't know why Gordo's here. Stand up, pal. Give me a hug. No, that's all right, Norm.
How uncomfortable would that show be for Tara, our traffic chick, coming in every 20 minutes?
Oh, with just these three, four lascivious three. Wolves licking their licking their lips.
She looks like a pork chop in librarian glasses.
Well, you guys, are you going to be standing the whole time?
Yes.
Yes.
So that you can monitor the other guys.
Right. Are you going to be standing like with like loose shorts?
No. You have to be, I think we have to be like bottomless with just a wet towel draped over it.
It's got to be
hanging?
Something.
Yeah, hanging.
It has to be revealing.
Strength test, too.
Stupidest idea.
I like it.
Maybe we should wear time waste space suit type leotards where everything shows.
Ooh, that'd be great.
What? Yeah, that'd make it.
So number one, we're in uniform, and number two, it shows.
Yes, the uniforms make it official.
It's the stupidest.
You sure you want us to be here today?
We're off to a great start, I think.
Yeah, I don't know.
When do we come back from break?
You didn't brief us as to what we're doing
we
on the
now?
Show.
Yeah, we're on the radio right now. You guys can choose.
Okay.
You guys can
Dick
choose.
Trickle,
you guys can choose what shift you want.
Okay.
If you want the early shift,
I'll take
middle shift.
I'll take 6:55 to 7.
That's perfect. We don't get a lot done then, but that'd be good for you.
What do you mean? If we win the Viagra Rodeo, you're saying we get to pick a shift?
Oh, let's turn it into the rain.
No, somebody is here for 4 o'clock. Somebody here's here for 5, and then somebody for 6.
Okay.
So Gordon
today.
Gordon.
Yeah.
Kat said U5.
Oh, no. I have U5?
Uh-huh.
I'll take 6.
You're right. 5 because...
I'll 4.
You know why? Because...
This prime time. Yeah, you got to put your best player...
No, because he wants you knocking around on the wireless. I want you to go wireless.
No, I
yes.
can't do wireless.
Yes. Come on, you haven't been able to do it
you
all week.
Y'all didn't hear about that? I tore my ACL.
Oh, so what? I
Impossible.
Tore my meniscus. And
yeah.
I'm out there flying.
I tore that, too.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to do wireless.
Yeah, you do, because I want to torment you.
I'm just going to kill myself before then.
I'd be a,
just try to get out of it.
That'd be really weird. What are you guys going to do this weekend?
Eat
you know
stir
what? We
got to
hang on. It is 3:42 on the ticket.
Do we have any drinks around here?
I touch myself all of the time.
What do you want, a Manhattan?
No, I want to. I got a Keystone Tall.
Wondering what is on Mike's mind.
This is
I squeeze myself
bad.
All of the time. Wondering what is on Mike's mind. I bleed myself.
Yeah, I want a Keystone mixed with a Manhattan.
What is on Mike's mind?
Yeah,
a well Manhattan.
What's on your mind, Mike? Is it
what
me?
Did she get?
Was it? He's in.
What did she get Corby to run down what he drank last night?
What did you drink last night, buddy?
Yeah, what were you guys doing last night?
You know.
Sponsor?
I'm so glad I didn't go with you.
Yeah, he needs a sponsor.
Yeah, sponsor.
Yes, Autoflex Leasing and PollockDirect.com bring you Corby's Bar Tab.
All right, so that'd be a good segment.
You want some help on this? Because I do have it written down.
No, hang on. There are two points of drinking
here,
that I need to get to.
Here come the excuses.
One, let's start with Gordon.
Uh-oh. Why is it targeted to me?
Well, because I heard, you know, when you travel around with Killer a bunch.
Yeah.
So now he talks like.
Okay, yeah, travel around with Killer. That's true.
Yeah.
Check.
So Killer was saying that whenever you guys did the Musers tour of Texas.
Did he go with us on that?
Yes.
Oh.
You were with him for a week, every day, all day.
Oh. Sorry.
But he said that, you know, you each ordered your own personal stipend of food and drink or whatever, and they said it was like the camp out or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. You guys just ordered whatever. And that, were you at the time on an anti-caffeine kick?
No, I don't. I mean, it's my normal approach to caffeine.
What is?
I will have caffeine in the morning,
uh-huh,
like a Diet Coke and a cup of coffee. And then after, when noon hits, I won't have any more coffee. I'll have decaf after that if I have decaf after a meal.
So you will drink coffee, though, after you drink normal coffee?
Yes.
You will?
Yes.
Why?
Because I like coffee. I really like coffee. But I don't want all that caffeine because it does affect me. I notice that it does.
Never lives up to the smell, that coffee.
It does, too. Name something else that doesn't live up to the smell.
Yeah.
Share with us off the
There's
air.
Some
cigars.
The Jean-Jacques thing.
There's cigars.
Some things that are a lot better than the smell.
George thought yesterday that our tent was falling down.
I thought it was ripping. What do you mean?
Because you mean?
Corby's pants exploded. It sounded like vinyl ripping.
No.
It was like, come on.
Sorry.
God,
what's going on with
dropped
you?
Dropped a GD bomb.
Sorry.
Idiot.
I dropped my phone.
And
sorry.
And then you followed it with Jesus.
Well, I was praying to him for forgiveness for what I said before.
Damn Jesus.
Jesus.
No. I wasn't,
God.
I wasn't calling on one part of the Trinity to damn the other.
You're a shock jock.
I'm taking him to church.
You
want to
go
Sunday
ahead and throw the Holy Spirit under the bus while you're at it?
No, I don't.
Good
you
Lord.
Guys have become shock jocks.
So then he thought the tent was tearing, and then he issued the joke. That'd be the second cowboy tent.
I did not say that. That's what Corby said.
Oh, my God.
And I said
too soon.
Say
it.
I said
too
soon.
It is too soon. That's not like something I would say. No, he said it.
No, I do think
after
you would say
making
it.
That evil.
So, anyway.
Then all of a sudden, it smelled like one of the fisheries around here, too.
Yeah, it smelled like a fish market. Like
you know
a fishmonger.
What? So, I had like my eighth tuna sandwich of the week, and you can mark that.
Mark.
But it's grilled. It's like good tuna, you know, like good.
Where are you eating this?
Well, it depends on where I go, but that's like my go-to
Subway
move out here. No, I don't get tuna fish. I get the grilled tuna at this place called Habit. It's like a burger place, but they have, you know, you're in California, instead of like a Whataburger that's
where Ryan's would get his
you
daily hamburger.
Filet-O-Fish or whatever. They have actual grilled tuna.
And it's good.
It's great.
Hmm.
With this teriyaki sauce on there and.
Interesting.
Yeah, a little grilled sourdough. It's really good.
I've been eating waffles every meal.
Weird.
Waffles. I know, it's true. God, I swear to you, I will be dead within 4 years. I eat waffles and birthday cake.
Because
like
of your
every meal.
Exclusive waffle diet.
So anyway, back to y'all's Musers Tour of Texas. Killer said the one thing that they had the most of whenever they took back the Muser commissary and took it all back to wherever it would be was like a case and a half of sugar-free, caffeine-free
Diet Coke.
Zero Coke.
No, not Diet Zero. It's Diet Coke, caffeine-free.
But you didn't drink any of it.
I didn't? Are you serious? What did I drink the rest of the time?
Honey.
You polished off all the other regular Diet Cokes.
Old you blended birthday cake, pureed birthday cake.
You requested that caffeine-free Diet Coke.
Yes,
in the meeting. And then you drank one, and you drank all the rest of the Diet Cokes that George and I had requested.
Really?
Yeah.
I jerk. I probably didn't know there was the caffeine freeze in there, because that's what I like.
You normed it. Yeah.
I like the caffeine freeze. Well, I swear to you, that was an oversight. That's not my Van Halen Brown M&M thing.
Were you
Make
guys
sure you're paying attention to the rider.
Do you drink water? I don't think seriously. I don't think I've ever seen you drink water.
You are going to die.
You know, every morning it's a Coke, coffee, or Mountain Dew, and then at breakfast he gets
the
a coffee
Dew,
and a Diet Coke.
The Mountain Dew this morning was a desperation move.
But still,
wait,
I've never seen you. We have all these bottles of water.
I love water.
You've known him for 20 years.
And I've never seen him drink
water.
Like water. One time.
I don't like water with ice. Is that weird?
But like a bottle of water, I never see you swig or carry a bottle of water.
Usually when I drink bottles of water, I do the thing where I stand at the fridge, and I down it all at once. Like, I don't sip bottles of water. I pound a bottle of water. So, I mean, I don't sit there and have it casually with a meal. I have it, like, you know, at 10, 2, and 4.
So, like, today, when have you had your water? Or have you had any?
No, I did. I had a a bottle that's about twice the size of that one at the hotel room.
Obviously.
Do you guys drink the water that they have at the front desk? The fruit water?
Yeah, I like fruit water.
Dude, it is so good. Every
what
day they
front fruit? Desk? At the ticket?
No, no, at our hotel. Yeah, we don't have fruit water.
Yeah, our office is going to provide free fruit water.
They built a cafe.
But they have, yeah. But they have that giant jug out front, and every day it's a different fruit, or, yeah, it's always a fruit. It's, I don't know what it was today. It was the
avocados?
First day I haven't got it. No.
Okay. Well, I'm asking. I don't know.
No, it's not. But yesterday it was strawberries and pineapple. Like, they cut up, I don't know, 50 strawberries and, you know,
that'll
shards
make your,
of pineapple.
That's a big thing here
your
in California.
Stuff tasty.
It's good.
Fruit water. I like fruit water.
What did you say?
I'm sorry?
Don't draw attention to that. We already had to dump him once.
Yeah.
And Lord by the hater. Way, it's pineapple Whoa. Juice that makes it good, for the record.
Hmm. What about strawberries?
Nah, not really.
Yeah, she hates that.
All right, we got to go.
Fruit.
Meow, meow.
Winning.
Losing.
Is that still popular to say winning all the time?
Nah, bring it back.
Winning.
Okay. You need to do fake Charlie Sheen again.
No, I don't.
Yeah. You do.
No?
Yeah, he's funny.
I'm trying to cut back on
even though that
on airtime.
That bit's a little bit dated. He's still funny.
I can't believe we went to that show. Remember that?
Oh yeah.
That so
I did
bad.
Too.
God, I'm so embarrassed that I went.
But you had to go. It was like a work thing.
Yeah.
You know? And it was so big at the time.
And the show was so bad.
I don't
what
know.
What was it?
Pretty
what,
good.
What was going on?
Remember, he would just call people up on stage and.
I didn't even know,
I don't even know what he would do.
The pain of hearing Kid Craddock try to interview him?
Yes. That was awful.
That was the worst.
And Kid already hates himself.
Well, now this is. That's odd.
All right, it's 350 some odd on the ticket, and David Moore's next.
Just sit back and enjoy the show.